Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we have a few items to tick off on our calendar again today. And one of them is a vermiculture workshop happening a week from today. It'll be on Saturday, October the 5th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And I think this is one that Bill Hooten's going to be attending. And he expressed interest in it a few weeks ago when we were talking about it. And if in case you didn't get a chance to catch that information a few weeks ago, this vermiculture workshop is going to teach you how to compost with worms. You'll learn how to recycle your kitchen waste, create a safe, healthy habitat for your worms. It's going to be again next Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon at the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla, New Mexico. $15 if you're a co-op member, $20 if you're not. And you do have to register in advance. And you can get the information by giving us a call here at the radio station or by visiting the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. We're happy to pass along that information. And also here in a few weeks is the El Paso Home and Garden Show that the Master Gardeners are going to be taking part in. And I don't know if you want to talk about that right now or if we just want to tease it and work our way into
it's upcoming.
But the main focus that we do want to talk about on today's show is, I think, a term that some people have heard us talk about before on Good to Grow, and that's Earthkind. And usually when we've mentioned in the past, it's usually in association with the rose sale, you know,
correct,
that there are Earthkind roses that are available for those. And the sale, it's usually in, what, January?
January.
So that's still a few months away. But it's not just a word associated with roses. It really has a much broader general coverage than that. So tell us a little bit more about Earthkind.
Well, I think really Earthkind is the Texas A&M spin or coin term for landscape xeriscaping principles. We do see Earthkind as a holistic approach to be able to reduce a lot of pesticide use, water conservation. All these different themes are really in tune with the Earthkind principles. There are some plants that are labeled Earthkind, which have been proven to be drought tolerant. They use less pesticides and fertilizers as others, so they have that designation. But this is just really not a plant labeling system. It's plant selection is just really one component of the Earthkind principles. Everything that we do in El Paso, everything that we promote because of our climate, because of our location, because we are in an urban setting, really have these Earthkind approaches attached to them. It's just that we don't use that word enough. Some people kind of feel hesitant to embrace another term without really knowing what that involves. But I think it's really simple. We do have an Earthkind challenge link where people can go in there and click on a few buttons. And it's a really quick 10-question survey that you can take and kind of see where you rank as a homeowner as far as following these types of principles. And I think the principles that we've talked about are very, very familiar to our listeners, such as using compost and mulch and checking your irrigation system, water conservation, and the appropriate plants and the appropriate location in your garden, just to maximize really your gardening experience, but really just being also an environmental steward to the land.
So maybe a lot of people who are listening to the show right now, they're probably already demonstrating Earthkind principles without even knowing it. I mean, we've seen some calls that we've had on our live shows in the past, people who want to do a little pest control, but do it in an organic manner, in a way that's not really going to be using any harmful chemicals.
Yes, and Earthkind really is a blend of using traditional approaches as well as organic pest control remediations or suppression of pests, if you will, because there's really a threshold that you look at. And if you see bugs out in your yard, well, one physical bug does not really constitute you having to go out there and spray a potentially harmful chemical onto your plant. It's just really building up that awareness and that habitat for beneficials to come in, to be able to have a conducive environment for those beneficials to come into your yard, stay in your yard to take care of your pest control. And then, of course, there's always steps that you include, whether it's physical removal, cultural practices that you do. And then ultimately, the last resort is that chemical removal of pests in your garden.
Well, also, you were going to say plants, but chemical removal of plants is another thing that I think it doesn't necessarily fall under an EarthKind principle because, you know, there's a lot of people who they don't really want to go through the hassle or they can't physically go through the hassle of pulling out their weed, so they go the chemical route by using, say, you know, some sort of a Roundup type of product. And unfortunately, those kinds of products do have a tendency or can, if they're not used properly, run into our water system.
Yes, anything that you add, any kind of chemical into your yard is going to have a potential of having a level of toxicity. It's just a matter of what level that is to humans, plants, animals as well. The number one thing that I always tell people is that no landscape is 100% maintenance free. There is going to be some kind of maintenance involved into your landscape, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. But by using coverings such as mulch, you're going to be able to cool that soil temperature, but also prevent those weed seeds from germinating at the top. So in essence, you're beautifying your landscape by putting mulch, but at the same time, you're also preventing those weeds from sprouting up and taking over a certain section of your yard. So it's one thing that you're doing, but you're getting the multiple results of that. But that takes a lot of planning. That takes a lot of looking at your home garden, your needs, your location, and all of those things need to be put into a plan. And I think the fall is a really good time to start planning. You start assessing to see what went wrong in your garden. What do you need to improve on? Because I think for the most part, we're winding down, I think, in our gardening season. But the spring will be here before you know it. So I think it's a really great opportunity to really get in a lot of educational opportunities for people. Because what's been happening this past year is really still fresh in your mind. And that's really where the Master Gardeners are really going to be involved in at the Home and Garden Show. They'll have a series of things going on at the 3-day event. They'll have an education table where there'll be pamphlets, there'll be computer stations, everything set up to talk about different principles of EarthKind landscaping. We'll also have some interactive displays, whether that's using drip irrigation systems or rainwater harvesting or different types of planting trees techniques that you can use. And then we'll also have something on our Junior Master Gardener side, which is an interactive kids corner as well. So kids are really in tune to nature and to the environment. So this kind of environmental stewardship program is definitely an approach that the entire family can take part in.
And I really think there's no better way to learn than getting sort of that hands-on experience or watching somebody demonstrate something in front of you to where you can think, I can do that. And that's exactly what's going to happen at the Home and Garden Show.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm really in tune to the way people learn, whether it's by seeing, by reading, by far interactive displays.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's great to be part of horticulture and gardening because it's so tangible. Like you can feel it, you can touch it, you can smell it, you can see it. I mean, there's just nothing better than that. And to get involved in that, I think it's a really great draw. As far as any other problems that people may have, we'll also have a plant clinic as well. We always talk about, especially on this show, trying to diagnose a certain pest or some kind of issue over the radio. And you know how difficult that is when you're trying to visualize that. But by the use of photographs and pictures, I mean, nowadays most people have a camera capabilities on their cell phones. Most people have cell phones to be able to snap a couple of pictures and take them in for the gardeners to be able to look at.
Well, really quickly, we're going to repeat this information at the end of the show, but the Home and Garden Show that the Master Gardeners are going to be taking part in is going to be October 11th through the 13th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hours on the Friday are 2 to 7 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we'll have that information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And there's going to be informational talks and a whole lot of really great stuff happening at the Home and Garden Show. I want to go back to talk about one EarthKind principle that I think maybe might confuse some people. Reducing the amount of fertilizer is important, I think, because you don't want too much of that chemical residue seeping again into our water supply. But then again, people might think, well, you know, fertilizer is going to be beneficial for my landscape. I don't know if too many people have so much a negative view of fertilizer as they would say a pesticide.
Right, exactly. And both of them pose their own unique issues with that. A lot of times we apply fertilizer, a complete fertilizer with a nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium on there. But in reality, our plants really may need one more than the other depending on the season. So what you're doing is if you're applying the three fertilizers at one time, well, maybe one of those is only being used, say the nitrogen for the green parts of the plant. And then the other two just kind of sit there, they build up, and some of them are not mobile in the soil, so they'll kind of just stay there on the soil surface. And really that what you're doing is you're wasting your time and you're wasting your money by applying something that the plant may not need in large quantities.
So you don't necessarily want to not use fertilizer. You just want to make sure you use it wisely.
Correct. And the best way to know that is to know the plants that you have in your landscape, how they grow and what they need. And then you'll be able to fit that kind of – it's a customized profile. There's no one blanket product out there, whether it's fertilizer or pesticide, that's going to be that one catch-all thing that's going to solve all of your problems. And you're applying things that don't have a purpose in there and that could potentially be toxic. So it's really identifying pests, identifying weeds, and finding out what they're doing and how they're doing so that you can attack them and get them out of there.
And some people might think, well, I've got all these different types of plants in my yard. Well, this is, I think, where the master gardeners are going to come in handy, especially at the home show. Right. If you do have a camera, or maybe you can just write it down, you know, I have so much grass in my yard, or I have so many trees, and I have so many perennials or annuals. What and when is the best way to fertilize such and such a plant?
Right, exactly, because there's so many products out there.
Yeah.
And on the market, and it's really identifying what you need and what you need to do. So really, to just recap what EarthKind is, it's really a holistic approach to really environmental stewardship with an emphasis on landscape water conservation.
And again, you can take the EarthKind Challenge on the Good to Grow page. We've gone ahead and posted that link on there to see how well maybe you're demonstrating your EarthKind principles. There's no prize involved, right?
No. It's all you need is a PDF reader to be able to get your those 10 questions in there. And you get the results and you kind of see where you're at and kind of gauge to see like, oh, yeah, I've been doing that all along. So it's always a good indicator to kind of see where you're at.
So again, we'll post the EarthKind Challenge link on our Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And that's, again, where we're also going to have information on the Home and Garden Show that the Master Gardeners are going to be taking part in, as well as a bunch of other vendors, et cetera. I hope they don't have you next to the AstroTurf booth.
No. No, we try to work on conflict resolution there, everybody. We're all in there for one goal. It's just a matter of which way we approach it.
Oh, right. Well, again, the Home and Garden Show is October 11th through the 13th at the El Paso Convention Center. And I'll have the information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.